This is a Sichuan News Update. After decades of work by local ecological groups, Hamilton Marsh Regional Park is officially open. With a snowy Mount Arrowsmith shining brightly in the background of the marsh, the Regional District of Nanaimo, or RDN, celebrated with partners on Wednesday, April 7th, its acquisition of the Hamilton Marsh Regional Park and Conservation Area. The Hamilton Marsh is located south of Qualicum Beach, within RDN Littoral Area F and partly in Area G. Dignitaries, community organizations, funders, and supporters all came together to celebrate the ribbon cutting of the new 364-acre regional park.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The $28 million purchase from Island Timberlands, which is managed by Mosaic Forest Management, came after 30 years of advocacy work from local organizations and community supporters.
All that we are is story, from the moment we are born to the time we continue on our spirit journey. We are involved in the creation of the story of our time here. It is what we arrive with. It is all we leave behind. We are not the things we accumulate. We are not the things we deem important. We are story, all of us. What comes to matter then is the creation of the best possible story we can while we're still here. You, me, us, together. When we can do that and we take the time to share those stories with each other, we get bigger inside, we see each other, we recognize our kinship, we change the world one story at a time. Richard Waganese.
That was Carrie Pesey, the president of the Hamilton Wetlands and Forest Preservation Society. She has been advocating for the preservation of the marsh for over 20 years. Pesey told the crowd that over the last 20 years as the Hamilton Wetlands and Forest Preservation Society, two other attempts were made to secure the land. But because of all the hard work and dedication of volunteers and community members, the third time was the charm.
It's my understanding that the two prior negotiations were for a wetland and a buffer only. Once we caught wind of it, we started with the mantra, preserve Hamilton Marsh, the whole 360. We were told, don't be married to the outcome.
She says the last several decades of advocacy has been a roller coaster of emotions, working towards saving all of the marsh.
I've been told it's too big. I've been told we can never get it all. I've been told we can't afford it. It didn't matter to us. People needed to know why we needed the entire ecosystem intact.
So when she got a call from RDN General Manager of Recreation and Parks, Tom Osborne, she couldn't believe the news.
I said, where's the vinegar, Tom? Where's the vinegar? And he said, there's none. I just can't believe it.
Originally, the purchase offer was $30 million. But Mosaic Forest agreed to lower the purchase terms to $28 million in their own effort to help preserve the marsh. According to the RDN, to fund the purchase, their board approved a long-term borrowing of $21.2 million and committed over $4 million of capital reserve funds. As well, local organizations such as the Nanaimo Area Land Trust, the Mount Arrowsmith Biosphere Region, the Hamilton Wetlands and Forest Preservation Society, as well as the Oceanside Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Canada, were able to raise a total of almost $550,000 from community donations. The remaining funds were secured through contributions from the Nature's Trust of British Columbia, the SICA Foundation, and the Province of British Columbia, in partnership with Environment and Climate Change Canada and Parks Canada. RDN Board Chair and Director of Electoral Area H, Stuart McLean, says the regional district's work to preserve the marsh dates back to 1995.
At 364 hectares in size, the Hamilton Marsh Regional Park and Conservation Area is a natural asset that preserves several wetland habitats in addition to the marsh and supports wildlife listed as species of concern or at risk and as part of our French Creek watershed. This ecologically significant wetland and the extensive surrounding mature forest are located within the coastal Douglas fir biogeoclimatic zone.
He says they are grateful to the many who worked hard for years to ensure the Hamilton Marsh continues to be an integral part of the ecosystem for all generations to come.
We will be working with our partners in the development of a park and conservation area plan starting next year. And with careful planning, this site will provide people with a chance to see firsthand the importance of these lands while also letting nature do what it does best without a lot of human intervention.
Graham Sukecki, Regional Research Institute Manager for the Mount Arrowsmith Biosphere Region, says securing Hamilton Marsh helped advance British Columbia's process towards Canada's 30 by 30. Canada's 30 by 30 is a conservation goal set by the Government of Canada to protect 30% of land and water by 2030.
Well, BC is amongst the top achievers in Canada at, I think, about 20% we talked about this morning. Our biosphere region is only 3% protected. So that spans from Nanuse Bay to Qualicum Bay. The significance of Hamilton wetlands and forest is actually 10% of the 3% of our protected area. So this is a huge win. This is... We currently have just over 3,000 hectares protected between terrestrial and marine in our biosphere region, and we just added another 364 today.
He says the Mount Arrowsmith Biosphere Region is excited to work with the RDN on a management plan for the land. In years to come, they'll work to include the marsh in the designated UNESCO Biosphere Reserve.
We recognize that this wetlands and forest complex strengthens the natural integrity of our biosphere region, supports water quality and drinking water security, builds climate resiliency, mitigates flood risks, and sustains habitat for many significant species.
Many people who showed up to the grand opening see the Hamilton Marsh as a special place. That includes MLA and Minister of Health, Josie Osborne.
Hamilton wetlands are actually exactly halfway between Victoria and my home in Tofino. So this is a place where I sometimes stop to stretch my legs and to stretch my ears as well, to listen to birds and insects and try not to hear the highway. That's a little difficult sometimes. But it's a place that I take a lot from, and I am just thrilled to see this day.
Osborne, who represents the riding of Mid-Island Pacific Rim, says the landscape in the region is rooted in conservation and public access.
Hamilton wetlands and forests are protected not just for their ecological value, but as a place where people can connect with nature and learn from it and feel that shared sense of responsibility. And we know that it's a place that's going to continue to give back to this community for generations.
She says this day is all thanks to the hard work of the dedicated community members who took their time over the last 30 years to work towards this day.
And you know what? David Suzuki literally said, the exact quote was, "We are in a giant car heading towards a brick wall, and everyone's arguing over where they're going to sit." So I want to say thank you to each and every one of you who stopped arguing over where to sit, who made up their minds, who got to work, and who made this possible. This is a legacy for all the world's passengers. Thank you.
The Hamilton Marsh Regional Park and Conservation Area has become the Nanaimo Regional District's 13th regional park. More information on regional parks in the RDN can be found at rdn.bc.ca/parks-services. For C2I News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.